This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and I am joined today by a fighter out here in Minnesota who made his WEC debut on Saturday. It's Courtney Buck. Courtney, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing well. Now, Courtney, you made your debut here on Saturday in Las Vegas, got your fight on television, and all this happened within the span of a few days because you were a late replacement last week. Talk about getting the call last week and how that all went down for you.
I just remember sending my cube and, you know, getting a ring from Gavin Rydell and my other manager, Jeremy Clark. And, I mean, I mowed it over for maybe a couple hours, and I just said, you know what, the hell with it. You only live once. You know, the odds are against us, but let's try to make the impossible happen. And, you know, it was history from there.
Now, I know in a story on MMA Junkie last week on you, it talked about you taking this and leaving your job and not knowing if you had a job when you came back. How's that situation going now that you're back here in Minnesota?
Well, I had a job come Monday, but I probably won't have one by the end of this month here. I was already kind of on thin ice with the whole fighting career, you know, taking off as it was. I was missing a lot of work, and so they were already, you know, kind of, I mean, and this was kind of like their thing, like, hey, do you take this trip or you take the job? And I took the trip, man. So you got to chase your dream. I don't want to do the woulda, shoulda, coulda, you know, in 10 years, so.
Well, you make this debut on Saturday against a very talented undefeated fighter in Brandon Fisher. He's had about twice as many fights as you coming into this. I mean, you've only been training since last year, so like you said, you're trying to make the impossible happen and try to come out and make a statement here in this fight. Unfortunately, it didn't go your way. It was a bit of a tough fight. Talk about the fight and how you felt it went.
You know, I felt the fight started off in my favor. Like you said, I mean, I had a lot of odds stacked against me, but my main motivation for taking the fight, I felt like I had, you know, some things going my way as well. I felt like I had the reach. I felt like I was a faster fighter. I felt like I was a more effective striker from the tape I watched on him the couple of days I had to, you know, research him. So going into the fight, I knew it was going to be tough, but you know, I've been an underdog pretty much since I started. You know, a lot of the guys I fought have fought, you know, for a little while here. And, you know, I've come from a gym that's very small. Nobody knows the name. We don't get a lot of fanfare. So we pretty much viewed ourselves as an underdog anyway. So that position to me wasn't anything new. Just throughout the fight, it just got out of my hands. I know a lot of people say, oh, you know, you had to cut, you know, almost 20 pounds in 3.5-4 days or, you know, you took the fight on 4 days. You couldn't research. You didn't have the time to properly prepare. But by the same token, I had maybe two or three opportunities to capitalize on the fight and, you know, pull an upset, and I didn't. So my view on the fight is that, yes, I had the odds stacked against me, but if I would have just capitalized on a few things that I had going for myself, I think we would have prevailed. So.
Well, and you know what, you're still really young into this sport. You had your first fight just over a year ago, so I mean,
October 2008, yeah.
putting together a 6-2 record in that time period is nothing to scoff at. I mean, you've had some quick fights here, some tough competition in a pretty good local scene that we've got here in Minnesota. So, I mean, have you gotten any hint from WEC if they want to bring you back? Any idea on how that's going to go, or what's the next step for you right now?
Well, I've got some hints that we'll be back, but you know how that goes. You still have to play it by ear and, you know, try to go back and forth with them to make something happen. So right now the plan is to just get back in the gym and go back to work, you know, get back on the drawing board and try to improve as a fighter.
Now, I want to talk to you a bit about your background and how you got into this sport, because you don't have the wrestling background, you don't have the martial arts background, the traditional background of guys coming into the sport. So what attracted you to it, and what made you decide to get into it when you were 26, 27 years old when you started this?
Well, you know, I kid you not, I was a flabby 190 pounds, like literally, you know, heavy chin, beer belly. You know, and I was just sitting there, and I was watching TV, and I just remember thinking to myself, you know, I was never a bully, never really a tough guy, but I never really got, you know, my ass handed to a fight in the streets, you know. And I said, man, let me just give it a try, at least train, at least see how far I would go. And I remember sitting down with my wife and I said, hey, I'm going to try three fights. I'm going to train for a little while, try three fights. And if the first three fights don't go too well or in my favor, we're going to, you know, call it a day. But if it does, let's chase the dream. And I just remember going into the gym training and I was like, I have to do this. This is just, I mean, it's such a fulfilling sport. You know, it's the most ancient competition known to man. You know, since the Cro-Magnon were running around here, you know, saying Ooga Booga, we were, you know, we had the biggest fighting prowess, you know, of mankind. So, I mean, it's just, like I said, the one-on-one competition, the mental toughness, the heart you have to display along with the athleticism, I think it's the perfect sport. You have to combine everything in one, whether it be different techniques, different crafts. You have to combine everything within one.
Now, what gym are you fighting out of right now?
I'm sorry?
What gym are you fighting out of right now? Where are you training here in Minnesota?
Minnesota Top Team, man. We're located here in Eagan. I've actually been there since my start, so it's a perfect trifecta there. We got great guys. There's really no egos. We're a simple gym. We just have the space that we need. It's not, you know, how we look at it is it's a place to go to work. You're not going to come in there and see people dancing around and, you know, aerobics classes. You're not going to come in there with daycare. You're not going to come in there, you know, looking at eight or nine different sports. You're going to come in there and realize it's a fighter's gym, and that's what we do. We go in there and go to work.
Now, you've made your name here in the last year in this local scene in Minnesota. The Minnesota gyms and the Minnesota fighters are kind of, getting into the mainstream a lot more with this sport. I mean, I've noticed it definitely over the last few years, but you've had Sean Sherk, who's been in the UFC for seemingly forever. You've got Brock Lesnar, now the UFC heavyweight champion. You've got Brett Rogers. So you've got a lot of big names making waves in the sport and a lot more guys coming out from these gyms. How do you feel being a part of that group, and what do you see in what you've seen over the last year in the local events on where the Minnesota scene's at?
To be quite candid with you, before I got involved in the sport, I didn't know Minnesota had a fight scene, to be quite candid. But as I got more involved, I started realizing, like you said, we had guys like Sean Sherk, Brock Larson, Brock Lesnar. We've had quality guys come out of this area and, you know, put together W's and put together, you know, a solid career. So I'm actually honored, and I feel like the new generation, I feel like I'm part of the new generation. I feel like I was starting to attain that level of respect to where a guy could say, you know, he could be one of the next out of Minnesota. And we have a lot of quality guys coming out, and I'm just honored, and I'm happy to be in that position because how I see it, if one blows, we all blow, you know. So someone can get enough shine on this state and realize that, hey, we don't just have wrestlers here. You come in, you know, Twin City Gym, you have some that concentrate in strictly wrestling. You have some that concentrate in striking, others jiu-jitsu. I mean, we have so many different disciplines, so many different arts, so many different techniques. It's such a diverse MMA scene that whatever you're desiring to, what type of fighter you're trying to, you know, cater yourself to, you can find it. I mean, we even have great boxers here. So, I mean, just being a part of this avenue, this scene, is a great thing.
All right, Courtney. Well, you made your debut on short notice. It didn't go your way, but you know what? We're going to see you back again, and we're definitely going to look forward to seeing you get another shot, hopefully with a lot more notice on the next one.
Yes.
So just send us off with what you've got going for the holidays and what your plans are for the new year.
Well, I just hope everyone enjoy their holiday. Be safe, first and foremost. Remember why you're celebrating rather than getting caught up in the hoorah. But essentially what I'm aiming to do is improve as a fighter. In this business, what I've learned in this, you know, short year and a half, almost 2 years I've been in this business, it's full of joys and it's full of heartbreaks. Embrace the heartbreaks and enjoy the, triumph. So for the next year, 2010, just expect to see me. You still see me around. You still see me, you know, attending their local shows. So we have guys that are putting on great promotions out here on the MMA scene in the Twin Cities. See me there, and then you'll see me again back in the WC, this time with the W. I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
All right, Courtney. Pleasure talking to you. We'll talk to you again around the time your next flight takes place.
Oh, I appreciate the privilege. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Have a good night.
You too.